On this day, June 30th, 1921, a former U.S. president is named Chief Justice of the United States. I'll tell you that story. Let's get started. William Howard Taft was the Governor General of the Philippines. Presidents William McKinley and Teddy Roosevelt trusted Taft and they used him as much as they could. Now, when Teddy Roosevelt was president, and as he was ready to leave office, he wanted Taft to be his successor. Taft didn't want to be president, but his wife and TR wanted him to take the job. What Taft really wanted was to become a Supreme Court justice. Taft said a good judge should represent what God is like. Wise and just. He should be wise and just. And that's the job he really coveted. Well, contrary to his real passion, Taft became president and he hated the job. We're not going to go into the details of the Taft presidency, just the fact that he suffered in the job. He hated it. Once in office, he gained about 100 pounds from stress eating. And of course, we've all heard the story about him being stuck in the bathtub. That was really a symptom. This was a symptom of his depression in office. So, it is funny sounding, but I don't laugh because I think the man was really hurting in office. Well, when Woodrow Wilson won the next presidential election, Taft found relief. And after Taft left office, he became happy. He started exercising. He lost weight. He was a law professor at Yale, which he enjoyed that thoroughly. But his greatest wish was about to come true. On this day, June 30th, 1921, President Warren Harding announces he has appointed former President William Howard Taft to be the Chief Justice of the United States. And the Senate overwhelmingly confirmed Taft the same day Harding appointed him. Ladies and gentlemen, Chief Justice Howard Taft. Well, Taft became the only former president to swear in new presidents, as Taft did in the case of Calvin Coolidge in 1925. And Herbert Hoover in 1929. I bet as they put their left hands on the Bible and raised their right hands to God that Taft was elated, and he was probably thinking, better you than me, buddy. Well, Taft was Chief Justice until his death in 1930. Now, Taft thought being Chief Justice was the greatest thing that ever happened to him. And when comparing it to the presidency, he wrote, I don't remember that I ever was president. Wow. You know, Thomas Jefferson didn't like the presidency either. When he listed his accomplishments at the end of his life, his greatest accomplishments, he left off presidency. He didn't even put it on the list. And it's not even on his tombstone. That tells you it's kind of a rough office. Now, some think that once a person becomes president, any other job is beneath them. But I'll tell you, people like John Quincy Adams didn't think so. John Quincy Adams served in Congress, where he led the way against slavery for many years after his presidency. Now, Taft didn't think work after the presidency was beneath him either. Being a public service is beneath nobody. William Howard Taft would never have been Chief Justice if he held on to some false dignity. Now think about this. Since when did public service or a public servant position become a venue to exalt a man to superhuman status, to some kind of status of royalty? That should tell you a lot about the state of politics today. Something to think about. On this day, June 30th, 1921, President Warren Harding announces he has appointed former President William Howard Taft to be the Chief Justice of the United States.